Welcome to our presentation on Not Without Purpose 2. As we've talked about for the last few months, as we've been introducing Not Without Purpose 2, as a follow-up to Not Without Purpose, our initial two-year effort, which was focusing on reducing our mortgage, we were blessed by God to be able to knock our mortgage in half over those 2 years, along with being able to start an endowment fund, and also in those last 2 years to start a daughter congregation in Folsom to help reach the growth that is taking place in Folsom and El Dorado Hills. So we want to continue the effort by God's grace with Not Without Purpose 2. The goal this time primarily is to eliminate our mortgage, and so we'll get into that in our presentation. A hard copy of the presentation will be coming to every household through the mail. We'll be making this presentation live on the 24th, and so for those of you who are watching this online, be patient. If you don't have the hard copy in your mailbox, it will come to you shortly. So again, we give thanks to God for the opportunity to consider such an effort. This is definitely celebrating God's goodness among us here at St. Mark's. Not Without Purpose too, we're planning it to be the Board of Stewardship, to be a 10-year ministry investment, but we'll look at it on an annual basis. So thank God for you. Thank God for his goodness and his generosity among us. Let's get into the presentation. Part of the presentation includes the aspect of ministry planning. And ministry planning is important, as we'll hear right now. The word to sum up our ministry here at St. Mark's, the word we want to use, is vibrant.
And by the grace of God, we want to be a vibrant congregation. That is, growing in faith and Bible knowledge, excelling in acts of love to God and in His name, as we have contact with people in a variety of settings.
Now, vibrant may not mean we are growing in numerical size, yet we can and are to grow where it matters most, in the heart, in our relationship with God.
And as that relationship grows, so does our ability to put the Christ foot forward in our speech and actions toward others.
So from worship to Bible study, from our Lutheran elementary school to our extended daycare, from formal activities to the informal ones that take place, from maintaining to expanding facilities, to our giving, our thank offerings, and our time and our talents, we want to keep this word vibrant in mind.
We want everything to be about being vibrant with the gift of faith which God has given us.
So God help each one of us be vibrant, and help us then corporately as a congregation be vibrant. And through a regular use of the means of grace, we can be this. Thanks be to God. Now, to help set the background behind Not Without Purpose 2, we want to briefly emphasize the purpose of a ministry plan. And so in a general way, here are the following purposes.
Communication to the congregation.
Developing and maintaining a plan for ministry, which will go with the ministry financial plan.
Prioritizing the areas of ministry.
Providing an overview, long-range plan for the boards to work from, it, looking out at least 5 years plus.
And those boards develop their own long-range plans for the executive committee to coordinate implementation and budgeting.
As well as keeping boards fresh in their areas of responsibility and to help see the bigger picture.
Including training volunteers to know what is expected of them.
And looking at staffing needs. Do we need to increase staff, decrease staff based on our ministry needs at the time? As well as looking at responsibilities of the staff and of our volunteers. So God help us glorify Him as we move forward and continue to grow in His grace and go with His gospel.
So let's talk about what has not changed in connection with why this ministry exists, both pre and post the COVID pandemic. Of course, we continue to glorify God with worship services on Sunday, 8 o'clock and 10:45. Monday worship services with some exceptions. Then, of course, we've had the special worship services throughout the year, midweek, Advent, Lent, Christmas, etc. Growing through Bible studies that are going on still at 9:30, Sunday youth Bible studies, Sunday teen studies, and then also other Bible study activities, men's studies, Dad's Breakfast, which has been held off until we can get back into restaurants, and other items, the Beloved Advent by Candlelight, Women's Retreat, those types of things. How can we go with the gospel? The GO opportunities are also service opportunities for the ministry plan, financial plan and endowment. It means to glorify, grow, and go. Our congregation mission offerings, we support those to our congregations, our synod's missions throughout the country and overseas. We have multi-sites around the Sacramento area, Penryn, Folsom, Elk Grove, and Roseville. We mentioned this, the beginning of the Daughter Congregation in Folsom. The Shepherd Ministry, mentioned Advent by Candlelight, our elementary school. Bible Information Class is ongoing. The Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, very, very vibrant chapter for this very, here for this very, very important organization synod-wide. Women's Retreat, Mornings with Mommies, all of these things are things that have been going on, either are going on, or will pick up again once the pandemic is over. And of course, the ongoing, every week, church cleaning, property maintenance, campus improvements, so many volunteer opportunities that impact our on-site and off-site mission.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. I mean, so as we know, there are so many basic things to our ministry here that we want to conduct that help us glorify, grow, and go. And we want to do things well. And as we seek to grow God's kingdom by His grace, again, as Chuck mentioned, we were able to start a daughter congregation in Folsom within the last couple of years. And we are looking, exploring possibilities of Elk Grove and as well as Roseville as the Lord allows opportunity to do so. Again, while not neglecting the needs here at St. Mark's and Citrus Heights. That leads us to the value statement. Again, as we glorify, grow, and go with what we have been doing and what we look to continually add to what we're doing, there's a value statement. So everything we do and what we plan to do gets looked at this by this value statement. Our core values. There are five core values that our ministry really is centered around. One is worship, the Lord every day of our life, including gathering for formal worship. We can do that on our own each day as well as together at our worship service times. Faithfulness to the Word, how important that is. And so everything that we do here at St. Mark's needs to be faithful to the Word, along with then the means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament. That needs to be at the heart of our mission as well, because that's how souls are connected to Jesus and remain connected through the means of grace. And as we mentioned, we want to do things well, from our worship to our Bible studies to our formal activities to our informal activities. We want to do it all to the glory of God. And we want to make sure that even our education is all done with excellence. And then tradition is another core value, in the sense that members and community come to appreciate the why what we do from our liturgy in the worship service. Not necessarily specific forms, but again, why we have a liturgy and the means of grace are at the heart of our worship services. So tradition does play a role here at St. Mark's. And then there are some aspirational core values that we want to keep in mind. Member ministry, again, ownership of each one of us here at St. Mark's in the ministry that God has put before us. Biblical giving, being good stewards of what God gives to us, whether that be our financial resources, our time, and our talents. And then outreach. We don't want to forget the fact that we're not just to look out for ourselves, we are to look out for others in the community. And as Chuck mentioned, our congregation mission offerings, we have a responsibility and opportunity through our offerings to reach out to people throughout the world, so that all of us one day can sing God's praises around His throne in heaven.
So cover some recent ministry highlights that have been achieved by God's grace, because this is an opportunity to talk about what's been taking place and go over what plans, Lord willing, lie ahead. There are exciting opportunities developing for our mission and ministry, and this leads to questions related to what the ministry at St. Mark's needs to look like in order to start to carry out our mission while being thankful we have been able to, by God's grace, meet some of the goals we had set back in 2017, such as significantly reducing our mortgage, starting a daughter congregation, and establishing an endowment fund. Some other items: we completed our 50th anniversary celebration with the installation and dedication of those beautiful stained glass windows, which we so appreciate during worship. The mortgage reduction was mentioned, cut the debt in half, possibility of a high school, currently on hold, but we're continuing to look into that. Endowment funds established, it currently stands at $37,000. Nice progress there. Mention the daughter mission site, always campus improvements need to happen. Some points of interest in 2019, chapel remodel project completed, new carpet in the admin building, a donation of a grand piano. One of our members donated a wonderful grand piano, just a great thought, something that helps in our ministry tremendously. And of course, we celebrated the school's 50th anniversary, and that gala event raised over $16,000 for the work here.
Yeah, so praise God for these ministry highlights. Again, we want to be prudent in the gifts that God gives to us, and part of that being prudent involves taking care of what God has given to us, and so those campus maintenance improvement projects are important. That leads to ministry-related efforts on the horizon by the grace of God as we look to continually invest in our campus, in our ministry, so that we can continue to glorify and grow and go in excellence. Again, we're launching this Not Without Purpose 2 effort. As mentioned, it's a 10-year effort, looking to anticipate especially the bigger ticket items that will be coming that we'll need to address, and we'll get into the specifics of that in a few moments. Transitioning to a new Wells hymnal beginning in the fall of this year, Lord willing. So that's been something our church body's been working on for a few years now, and it's set to be rolled out in the fall of this year. So that'll be coming out. And then building up our outreach efforts. We've been faithfully working at outreach efforts, and we want to ramp those efforts up with a special focus on Citrus Heights and Orangevale and Fair Oaks, our key areas to work with. And then we also want to make sure we have a stronger emphasis in keeping our youth connected to the Word of God and to our church. So we've been working on some steps, and we hope to ramp those up as well. And then engaging with the community as able to support those who are in need of assistance, whether that be food or clothing or shelter. What can we do to show the love of Jesus into our community? So those are some things that are on the horizon that we'll continue to work together on.
So we talked about goals that had been set as part of a 10-year plan in 2017. Those long-term goals have not changed. They may feel like a stretch in some cases, but we'll be realistic to our situation as time goes on. In summary, here are some of those goals that we've set. Worship attendance at 60% of the membership. Bible attendance at 30% of the membership. Increased member participation in and financial support for the ministry. School enrollment at 80% of capacity, in addition to possibly offering a high school education here. Have an active outreach prospect list of at least 250 names. A way to keep members and non-members, help members and non-members who have needs, a compassion ministry. And also additional staff to direct and enhance ministry opportunities, whether it be a resource coordinator, music coordinator, youth and family minister, coordinator, those types of things. All in our long-term goals that have not changed.
Just to highlight the online high school opportunity, online is the key there. Our church body, over 20 area Lutheran high schools throughout the country, and with Martin Luther College partnering with our teacher college in Normal, Minnesota, working on a full high school program that would be available online. And so there's a way that we can be prudent with our resources here at St. Mark's and still offer a Christ-centered education for 9 through 12. So that's what we're exploring, what that opportunity can look like through our Area Lutheran High School Online Association. That leads to locally here, again, volunteer efforts. That online high school might provide some volunteer efforts, but in the meantime, there are other ways to continue to be involved. In worship, for example, there are greeters that are needed and helpful, and from taking care of the sound system to helping set up for worship to cleaning up after worship, for offering rides to church for those who cannot drive themselves. And then when it comes to outreach, worship letters to those guests who come to worship, as doing a follow-up personal visit as able and necessary. Working on welcome packets, other ways to get involved. This is not an exhaustive list mentioned here on page 9. Then the opportunities to be involved in the buildings and grounds. Again, we want to take care of the facilities that we are blessed with that leaves an impression in the community. There's always room for weeds to be pulled, for people to sign up for that, flowers to be planted and tended to, gutters to be cleaned out, especially in the rainy season. And there's so much work that can be done. So we're also looking for your input on how that can be done and what needs to be done. And then ways to get involved in the school, helping in the classroom, correct papers, helping children read. Again, more opportunities can be explored as you talk to the principal regarding those efforts. And then just in general, helping out in the office. There are things that can be done as you talk to the church office. So if you want to get involved, we can find ways for you to be involved.
Many opportunities for service and even more to come as the 10-year goals start to be realized. So our Not Without Purpose program that we're just finishing phase one, as was mentioned, we met our goal of cutting our mortgage in half. Thank you very much for your support of this effort. It makes a huge difference. And our goal for Not Without Purpose two is to continue that effort for some of the things that we've mentioned. The goal is to close out the mortgage, also a tuition assistance fund for families that need the help, money for improvements, basically keep going our offerings at the same pace we have been for Not Without Purpose 1, and we will achieve the goals for Not Without Purpose 2. There's some monthly goals,
which we're going to focus on in a moment, and we give thanks as we look at these monthly goals. We do believe as a Board of Stewardship and Church Council that these are realistic goals. Thankfully, God has blessed us with consistency in the offerings for day-to-day operations. And as Chuck mentioned, the last 2 years, Not Without Purpose 1, we were blessed with great gifts to accomplish those goals. And so we pray and trust that Not Without Purpose 2, the monthly goals, will be able to be met as well in that light. The plan is for now that the first $8,000 that comes in for a month, that would go to the make the mortgage payment. Again, keep in mind our mortgage will be done in 10 years regardless, but if we can speed up that process, that will help us in the overall ministry plan and financial plan. Then the next $2,500 to come in would go to our new tuition assistance fund. Right now, we currently just forgive those dollars as parents, families need assistance. What we like to do to help the ministry financial plan is to have real dollars replace the needed dollars, and so that's what that tuition assistance fund is set up to do. And then the next $1,500 would go towards campus improvements. We would look to take the first year to build up that fund, and in the meantime we would set up various committees who then would prioritize and specify the needs for different areas, whether it be the patio area, the outside areas, the lighting areas, the buildings themselves, the siding, the HVAC, and so forth. And we want to keep that in mind as we go forward. So if we get $15,000 in a month for Not Without Purpose 2, again, this is typical of what we've been receiving in Not Without Purpose 1. This would be the breakdown of the dollars. Anything received then above the $12,000 would go towards the mortgage, as mentioned, to accelerate the elimination of that mortgage. So we would ask that this would continue to be above your offerings for the day-to-day operations of the church. You can use your monthly envelope, the one that's included in your packet, to serve this purpose of giving towards Not Without Purpose 2. If you don't have those envelopes or you want to use something else, just mark on your envelope Not Without Purpose 2, and we give thanks for those gifts.
So just a kind of a summary breakdown, some of the big picture items on improvements. Reserves, $50,000 reserves for things that come up, so we don't have to dip into our operating budget for the unknowns. The organ is out there with eventually needing a major cleaning and repair. It's a big item. Money for improving the grounds, lighting, flower beds, maintenance of our pavement, those types of things. Improvements to the building, both improvements and what we call deferred maintenance. These buildings are getting on in years. When buildings get to be 40, 50 years old, they need regular ongoing maintenance, and we can't get behind in that. So those are some of the things that these monies will be used for, to keep this campus up at the level at which it really needs to be to show our appreciation for what God has given us.
And keep in mind, because these things are listed on the document, it doesn't mean that necessarily will take place as we put those committees together and refine the exact needs. we'll provide the updates. That's why, again, it's a 10-year outlook of what the potential needs are, things that have been on the, put on the back burner for years, like some of the building improvements. Well, we want to see if we can tackle those efforts now within the next 10 years, and we'll review those goals annually, like for the Oregon too. The committee will have to take a look at what's the best way to take care of the Oregon, to invest at $50,000 or do something else. So again, we're just putting it down here as a way to get the conversation started. This is what we need to address. We're trying to be good stewards of God's gifts and of the time that he puts before us, and plan well. So just to sum up again, Not Without Purpose too, what it's about. It's about the mortgage. It's about tuition assistance. It's about worship in the organ. It's about making campus improvements. And just for example, why that emergency fund is important, we have one currently, and that has come in handy because we had sewer issues, and there was over $10,000 of sewer problems on our campus. We have a roof that's leaking, and so we're not always able to have that money on hand just from the operating budget. So we want to be good stewards and have money ahead if we can, just like we would try to do in our own homes. That's what we're trying to do here as well. So in closing, again, just praise God for his generosity among us, for the opportunity to do ministry here at St. Mark's and Citrus Heights, for all the years that he's allowed us to do it, and we pray for many more. And thank God for you and for your fellow members, for your prayers, for your faithfulness and attention to the word, for your generosity and your time and your talents and your opinions, and also in your financial gifts. God be praised that even in the face of uncertain times, even in the face of challenges, he still puts before us opportunities. And so we pray that the Lord open our eyes to these opportunities and continue to bless us with the means to meet these opportunities. Because one thing we know indeed is certain, God's love for you and for me, rooted in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and that his forgiveness is a sure thing, thanks to Jesus and the gift of eternal life. And that's our goal. And until we get there, God help us be good managers and stewards of the life he puts before us. Thank you for your time.